Exactly. Wait with Jim McGuinness and Jim, I have to be quick. The whole of Derry is buzzing here, but it's buzzing green and gold. What a victory again. You've conjured up another magic moment for Donegal and their supporters.
Ah, oh, brilliant, Brendan. Actually, listen, it's great, like, great to get over the line. A lot of work went into it, I suppose. And, you know, once you get the first eight for the Ulster Championship, that's the one you focus on. We focused on it as best we could, and great that they came in and they delivered that performance and brought a lot, you know, on the ball and off the ball. You know, both sides of the ball was very good. A lot of transitional moments. We were dangerous a lot of the time. So very, very positive. But, you know, obviously the come down has to be very quick now because we have a huge game next weekend. And, you know, it's great to be going up the road tomorrow, Brendan, to watch that match and know that you're in the next round. But we also know that we've only got 8 days now to get the whole thing back on track again, and there's a lot of sore bodies on the coach there.
Yeah, big tactical plan again. Jim, today Donegal looked collectively just a real team. You know, people keep on about tactics during the week, the counter-attack you would play and how you do it, but the collective vibe through the team, Derry looked very individual today. You made them feel individual. You sucked them into your way of playing and controlled the game.
Listen, that was very pleasing that they did actually look like a team today, and they were, you know, relatively calm on the ball and used the ball well and played with each other and tried to understand each other and move at the right times for each other and sort of build attacks that way. It doesn't have to be, you know, 90%+, you know, in terms of intensity when you have the ball. It does when you don't have the ball, and finding that balance between the two of them things can be very difficult. But they did keep the ball really well today and had showed a lot of composure and played with each other, which was one of probably the most pleasing things. And then it was that composure that actually led to the transitional moments, Brendan, that created the openings, and then when they seen it, they went for it. And so you have to have that balance, and it's been up and down in the National League, but it was there tonight.
Yeah, and listen, Jim, we have a busload of hungry men. I'm not going to keep you. JD's going to live in Donegal this week. There's a lot of men to get right.
I think now the backroom team have to go into overdrive. Everybody has to go into overdrive now and support them as best we can, get their bodies back to where it should be right away, and then hopefully start building them towards the end of the week.